Dear one, I could tell you of my suffering and keep telling you. I could tell you of my wholeness and keep telling you. I want, I yearn, I long. And every day there's something that gives me reason to say, it's enough for today. A new growth of poppies emerges after the rain. The house finch sings on the telephone wire. The neighbor plays the saxophone in the nearby park. I list these moments of wholeness, of sufficiency, recite them like a prayer. Nearly 5 months have passed, and looking back through lists of solace, I'm faced again with what I've lost, what I once held close to my chest, cradling my enough. And beneath that, a constancy, a stream of contentment in small moments, shifting in form but insistent in their message of belonging. A friend holds my gaze from 10 feet away, and I am not alone. The summer heat brings freckles to my skin, and stone fruit drips its juice down my chin. The toddler next door blows bubbles from the front porch, blows me a kiss. If I can find today's Dayenu, if I can be open to it in spite of all that's gone, I have a raft on the river of my grief. I think of you and all you've lost, all that you keep losing. What remains? Who remains? Can that be enough for today? With you, Riv.